Access number 34544, reel 1.
This is an interview with Mr. Richard Beasley, age 95, recorded in September 1993. So, Dick, you were born in 1898.
Yes.
And you joined up at 17.
17 and a half, yes.
17 and a half, yeah. In the King's Royal Rifles.
That's it.
You were trying to get in before, hadn't you, or something, and been turned down?
No, I
not turned down. You were too young.
I'd met them. They tried to get me in when I was too young. They wouldn't have it.
No.
I tried, but you know, when I was about 17.
Yeah.
But
and then you got in a bit later.
So I got in 1916. I just went to the Finsbury Barracks in London and just said I was 18, and that was it. They just.
So you did kid them a bit about your age.
Yes.
You said you were 18 and you were only
17. Right. Oh, yes.
What, because you were so keen to get in?
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, no question about
it. I suppose
it.
All the lads were they?
They were, oh, yes, in those times. Believe me, they were.
What, very patriotic?
They were more patriotic than they've ever been.
Yeah.
Even the Second World War, I was disgusted with them.
Really?
I was that, because when I were, I worked, there was young chaps there, and they all, they said, all they said, no one was going till they get called to their conscription.
Yeah, I see.
They had none of them volunteered.
No, they were going to wait until they were called up.
They were called up. No, they weren't going.
That's in the Second World War.
That was the Second World War.
Yeah. Do you think maybe they'd, how shall I say, learnt a lesson or been turned off by the First World War?
No, I don't think so.
You know, maybe what they saw their fathers go in the First World War.
And that's it.
Yeah. And you done your training at Seaford Barracks.
Seaford, yes.
That's Seaford near Brighton, is it?
That's right. Yeah.
Was that very tough?
Oh, that was really good there. We were well fed.
Were you?
We were up on the downs.
Oh, yeah.
In huts up there on the downs, Seaford.
Yeah.
And well fed.
Were you?
Well looked after. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And how long were you there? A few weeks? Or?
Only a few weeks. Then I went.
To France?
That's all there.
Then you went to France?
Then I went to France.
And then?
They sorted me out at Le Havre.
Yeah.
We went to Harfleur, Le Havre. Mm. Then we marched to Harfleur.
Yeah.
And that was a big training ground.
Oh, I see.
They had a big plateau
where
we had to march up every morning.
Yeah.
And go through the horrors of war.
Yeah.
You become a murderer up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What, you had to, do, you know, do bayonet practice?
Oh, bayonet practice all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the middle of this plateau was a prisoner of war camp.
A real prisoner of war
camp?
A
real prisoner right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And because they used to see us practicing, and the old sergeant used to say, see those, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they were big Prussians. They were,
oh, yeah.
They put a Prussian wedge, big chaps. They weren't.
Yeah, tall like the guards.
So he'd never be afraid of them. He says, well, you got your bayonet. That's why we got you bayonet fighting. Learn all the tricks with the rifle and bayonet.
Yeah.
Know where to stick it and lift it and all those things.
Yeah.
But, as I say, you become a consensual murderer, in a matter of speaking.
Well, in a way, I suppose you do, yeah.
But then, as I say, it's either him or you.
Yeah.
So he said, don't make it yourself.
Yeah.
The other blokes you've got to kill.
Yeah, yeah.
If not, they kill you, so.
Yeah. And these Prussians could see your training.
Oh, well, they could see his training. Never got a word out of them. And they were all round. They were all regiments were there.
Yeah.
We all the regiments marched, the guards and all the other regiments all marched on parade first.
I see.
All come up their different ways onto this plateau.
Yeah.
And when they were all assembled, then we were given the orders to carry on.
I see.
And then all they had all yellow bands on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to call them the canaries. And they were the blokes who trained you.
Oh, they were the...
They were the chaps.
The trainers, yeah.
Oh, they were hard. But even me, they were tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Because me, I was a youngster, I enjoyed it all. To me, I was fit and well.
Yes, that's it.
You know what I mean? To me, it was an adventure.
It must have been harder, though, for the... older men.
There's no question.
You know, who'd been called up a bit late in life.
Some had bad feet and all the rest of it.
Men in their 30s and 40s.
They didn't get sent overseas.
No.
Those. Yeah. Being training at Seaford, you know, I used to always help them out there because I was a youngster.
Well, of course,
And I'd carry In fact, I hadn't been there 5 minutes. We were in huts there, and we had a sergeant in charge of about 20 men.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and he sorted me out, the youngster. You're in charge while I'm not here. That's me. But of course, I took it in my stride. And said, right, we're going to live a life and make the best of it, and we did.
That's right. Yeah.
I had a nice, happy crowd, and I was sorry to leave them,
because
they only picked out a certain number to go with this contingent.
Yeah.
And they were mainly from A Company, and I was in B Company.
Yeah.
There's only about half a dozen from B Company that went with the A Company.
Really?
But the A Company had been in there longer than us, you see.
So you found, you say they were good mates, you found a lot of comradeship, did you, among the men?
No question about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no comradeship. Especially when they were local boys, you know, from London.
Yeah.
Around the district there, they all, I don't know where they sort of all district out, but it was Clark and Wellham, Islington.
Because you came from Hatton Garden, didn't you?
Which?
Around Hatton Garden in...
I worked there.
You worked there?
Yes. Yeah.
What area did you come from?
Clerkenwell.
Oh, Clerkenwell,
It wasn't far from Hatton Garden.
No, virtually walking distance.
Oh, that's all.
or a tram ride in those days.
Yeah.
And then you went to France, Dick. You were over in France now, sorry.
Yeah.
And then the first battle you were involved in was High Wood.
I think it's where High Wood. Albert there.
That was one of the big battles, wasn't it?
Terrible.
Well,
the rifles, we had a bad time.
Did you?
The rifles did. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah, well, the King's Royal Rifles that you were in had a bad time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were all the rifle regiments along there.
Mm.
Oh, they got slaughtered.
Really?
I would say for days and nights they bombarded the Germans. We had it all day and night, the continual shelling.
Mm.
Guns were lined up side by side pretty nice.
Yeah. That would be the artillery, the heavy guns.
Artillery,
would shell the Germans.
And they were shelling day and night. I think it went on for about a fortnight. We had that.
Really?
And all of a sudden, not a sound.
It stopped.
Mm. And we were told to walk.
To walk? What, towards the German line?
Towards the German line. Of course, the Germans were there, waiting for us. Mind you, they'd lost a lot of casualties, but they were waiting. What were left, and of course, naturally, you're trying to walk then with a machine gun going, wiping it all up.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I got hit by a lump of shell in it.
Yes.
Off it went, right near me, and I got big shell shock. And
you were blown up by a shell.
So that finished me. So.
Yeah. But if they'd been bombarding the German lines for a fortnight non-stop, you wouldn't think there'd be hardly anything left, would you?
You wouldn't think there was anything left.
No. Were they so deeply dug in, or?
They were dug in. They knew how to dig.
Yeah.
They had some wonderful dugouts.
Did they?
They did. The Germans called them. Much better than we had.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, they went down a long way?
They went down and they tunnelled.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Yeah. So when the shelling stopped, they came back up?
Yeah. But there I'd have given credit for it. That's all you could do.
Oh, yeah. And then you walked right into it, as you say.
Oh, yes.
And suffered terrible casualties.
Yeah.
And you yourself got blown up by a shell, badly wounded.
Yeah.
And your shoulder, arm and ribs were smashed.
Yeah. And shoulder was smashed.
Yeah, and damaged for life.
Yeah. I got pensioned. Yeah. I had 8 months in hospital.
Did you?
8 months? Eventually got me to England.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished up at Weymouth.
Yeah.
Hospital, and I was there for 8 months, and they couldn't still do no more, so they discharged me.
What, were all the bones broken in your shoulder?
Oh, smashed up all the bones,
I mean, looking at you now, it healed pretty well.
Oh, yes.
But it took a long time, I suppose.
It took a long time.
Must have been.
I came out, even when I got discharged, I was still an outpatient for an hospital. They kept on breaking down, and I had to go to the hospital, have it all cleaned up.
Does it give you any...
They heal up, you see.
Yeah. Does it give you any trouble today? I mean...
Today, no trouble at all. Not as stuff for years now.
That's marvellous, isn't
it? I had a bad turn in 1932.
Yeah. 1932?
I thought 32. Was 39. About 17 years after I've been wounded, so it would be something like that.
Yeah.
1916.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my local doctor. I lived in Brixton then.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the local doctor. He said, this would have sent you to St. Thomas's Hospital.
I know St.
Thomas's. I went down there and they sorted me out and x-rayed and all the rest of it. Then they said, you'll have to come in.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, I didn't mind. And then the almoner, she came up to me and she said, I'm afraid we can't take you in. It's not our business. You've got to go to the Ministry of Pensions.
Yeah.
That's just across over to the embankment.
That's right.
Mm. Because I went over there and they just got all my records in a file and I got taken to Roehampton.
Roehampton, oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had 6 weeks there and they cleaned it up and all that. And it healed up fine and came home again.
Mm-hmm. And that was, you were okay after that?
That was how long after was it about, what? I suppose about 18 months later, it all occurred again.
Did it?
Yeah. Everything all broke down.
I was
pretty ill with it.
Yeah.
It was all festering up, all the rest of it. So back, because I knew then what to do with Ministry of Pensions.
Yeah. Was that because you were an ex-soldier?
That's right, yeah.
That's why St Thomas's wouldn't deal with it?
They wouldn't deal with it. You see, they wanted to deal with it,
but
it was out of their hands, they said.
I see.
Because I was near home, I was in Brixton. I said, oh, let's see. They said, well, sorry, we can't do it, we mustn't do it.
I see.
So, but things are different now, weren't they?
Yeah.
Then,
I had
a... Once again, they cleaned me up. I had 6 weeks in Roehampton.
Did you? Yeah.
I hadn't been home 1 month and the whole lot occurred again.
Oh, God. All these years afterwards?
These 17 years afterwards.
17 years later, you're getting troubled like that. Mm.
So, back to Roehampton they took me.
Mm.
And, however, they must have injected something into that because it was open.
Mm-hmm.
They injected it and where the... I don't know what they call it. I had something like that.
No.
They injected me there, and then they put me under the X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they say we went right away down here.
Yeah.
And that was the trouble with the lump of shrapnel there.
A lump of shrapnel.
Yeah.
Right round the back of the ribs.
Right down there.
Yeah.
And that was it. So on the table.
Yeah.
Had it out. In fact, I still got it.
was it a very big lump of shrapnel?
About the size of my thumbnail.
Well, pretty big.
Yeah.
And you never knew it was there. You never felt it, or
never
anything.
Felt it.
But that was causing all the trouble.
That was the cause of it, because it was all festering up from there.
Yeah. So obviously, it was poison in the body.
Yes, you see so.
And I suppose you were a married man at this time, and
Yes, I was married then. Yeah.
Losing a lot of time from work and everything.
Oh yeah, time all from work and all that.
Without pay, I suppose.
Oh, didn't pay you
in those days.
In those days, didn't pay you now.
Dear,
so that was it. They cleaned me up. I had it out.
Yeah.
Cleaned me up.
Yeah.
Another 6 weeks they went, and then I've had no trouble since.
No, they finally got. They finally dealt with it.
They finally done it.
Something like 20 years after it first happened.
Never credit a thing like that.
No.
Well, I'm lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I looked. I was lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
When you saw that to the other chaps.
Yeah, as you say, when you were walking into those German machine guns with your mates and they were all being shot down, you must have seen a lot of suffering and a lot of...
Oh, I saw some. A
lot of slaughter.
Quite bad enough. Because your memory fades a bit up.
Yeah, I suppose.
You don't think of it now. No.
But you never forget it, I suppose.
No, it's a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's... 70 years ago, is it 73 years ago?
It must be.
77 years ago.
Yeah. It is a long, long while ago, isn't it? But that doesn't make it any the less. I mean, it was a terrible thing. I mean, people of my generation, or even the younger generation, owe people like you a lot, you know?
Well, they keep on saying, well, because I don't look at it like that.
You don't?
No.
How do you...
I don't look... No, I went there in my own free will.
Well, you...
That's
yes.
how I looked at it.
Well, you would have been called up if you hadn't gone if you...
I suppose in time I would have done, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I went in my own free will. I wasn't afraid.
No.
If I called a packet, well, I called a packet.
That's the way you looked at it?
That's how I looked at it. I was young, healthy.
Yeah. You say you weren't afraid... In the midst of the battle, weren't you?
Yes, don't you?
You were terrified.
Oh, yes, don't you? Okay, I wasn't all that brave that stand up and watch the shells come. I with the others.
Yeah.
We were down underneath as far as we can get.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's a terrifying experience.
Oh, it certainly was.
I suppose you must have seen a lot of men fighting.
Oh, yes, no question.
A terrifying experience.
It was, no question. You get used to it.
Tell me, after an experience like that, what you went through there, in the rest of your life when certain things went wrong or something turned up that was frightening, I suppose you found you could deal with it after.
I always looked at it. Hard or anything, I tackled it. I was always never afraid.
No.
Wasn't at all that brave, you know.
No. But after that, I mean, anything else wouldn't seem quite so frightening, would it?
Oh, yes, you're right.
For example,
because I was growing then, as I say. I'm finished growing and I was maturing then.
Yeah.
So, of course, everything coming to me.
You must have taken life in your stride after that.
I did. I wasn't afraid.
So it had a lasting effect on you. And you were married, you've been married 3 times, Dick?
Yes, oh, yes.
Your first wife, 40 years.
Yeah, 48 years.
48 years?
48 years. No.
That must have been a long...
We got married in 1990 and I lost her in 67.
Did you?
We were going to celebrate our golden wedding in 2 years' time.
Yeah, so it was a long, happy marriage then.
Yeah, 48 years.
Yeah.
Then my second wife, I had about 11 years and she...
Yeah.
This one I've had 11 years now. 10, yeah. Yeah, 11 years now.
Yeah. So you like married life? You like the ladies?
I've had married life.
You're not one for being a bachelor, that's
true. No, they sorted me out. The both of them saw these new both wives sorted me out.
Yeah.
I've been on to the over 60s, you know, the Salvation Army.
Yes, I know you belong.
Because I was treasurer there.
Yeah.
For 16 years.
Yes, that's how I found you, because I saw your picture in the paper being awarded the plaque for so many years'
that's
service.
That's right, the plaque for appreciation.
And in World War II, Dick, you were in the Blitz?
Oh, in World War IV, I was a street warden.
Yeah, fire watcher.
I did all my share of that.
And that was in the Blitz around St Paul's in the City of London?
Yes, I was in, as I say, I worked in Kirby Street, Hatton Garden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then that's where. And then we got transferred to Long Acre.
Oh yeah, Alder City.
Mm. Yeah, see, so that was Covent Garden. That was Covent Garden, not Hatton Garden.
Covent Garden.
We got transferred to Covent Garden. Long Acre there.
Yeah,
in Bow Street. Bow Street.
Yeah, yes, I do. Yeah, moving
right
towards
the Opera House. The back of the Opera House there.
Yes. Yeah.
And I used to do fire watching there on weekends.
Very busy area.
So it was that.
So you saw
all the costers
You saw all the doodlebugs and the doodlebugs, the V2 rockets when they came over?
Oh yes, I used to watch them from I lived in Streatham then when we were up to Streatham. I had a little house in Streatham.
Yeah.
And I used to watch them coming over.
Yeah.
You couldn't do a thing.
No.
Just by the guns going at them, if you just watch them.
Yeah. So.
But when the doodlebugs come, that was the finish of my fire watching.
Yes.
Couldn't do anything. We were no good.
No.
There were no aeroplanes coming over. The doodlebugs were coming over.
Yeah. So
you couldn't do a thing. All you could do is when you heard them,
get
into the shelter.
Yes.
That's all you did.
Because they were pilotless and they could stop anywhere, couldn't they? Once the engine cut, they just come to the ground.
I don't know if you ever saw one in the air, but...
Yeah, as a child, yes, I did. Yes, I grew up in the war,
Frightening.
Yeah.
They were frightening.
I wasn't far from you. I was in Catford and Lewisham.
Not
too far from you.
No.
We probably saw the same doodlebugs.
It's at Streatham Station. Beforehand, we'd had bombs. I'd had my next door...
Yeah.
Splintered with bombs. He made a mess of that.
Yeah.
He didn't do my house much good.
No, I bet.
But that was unexpected.
Did you have to pull people out of the damaged buildings?
When there were none near us with doodlebugs, so we thought that there were right round, but luckily our street was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
We never got hit at all.
No.
By Padoodle. They got hit by a bomb, they got hit by incendiaries.
Incendiary bombs?
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, that was my job,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
The street warden.
Yes.
Sorting them out, getting the stirrup pumps out and
yeah.
Chasing up after pumping through their stirrup as a one in the fire in the attic or something like that. Up you go and take your stirrup pump up with you. And
what did you think after serving in the First World War and going through all that, and then 20 years later you're in another war? Did you sort of, must have been depressing to sort of think, well, you know, just a few years.
Personally, I think the Second World War, the soldiers had a better time than we ever had.
In the Second World War?
Oh, yes.
Well, they were better treated?
Better treated.
Yes.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah.
They never had the foot slog like we had the foot slog.
No, they've been...
I never had to say to me, foot slogging was nothing.
No, no.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I was, as I say, fit.
Well, as you say, you were young and fit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
the Second War was a different story.
Well, I suppose there was more transportation, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
They didn't have to march so much.
Oh, you never had to march anyway. No. You just get on a lorry and away you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
When you came out, apart from your wounds, I mean, the wound was a separate thing, but were you run down after bad food for all those all that time in the First World War? Was the food...
Food was good in the First World War.
In the First World War?
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, when you're in the trenches, the good it's only the biscuits.
Yeah, you mean it was good in the barracks, but no good when you were at the trenches, no.
Mind you, it was a bit rough in La Fleur where we were in tents there.
Yeah,
we had a bit of breakfast, a slice of bread.
Yeah.
I think that was all, not much.
That was about it?
When we came back, I'd be up there all the afternoon, all day, you might say, what more.
Yeah.
We come back and a bit long enough into the get up to our huts.
Yeah.
And then you get a slice of bread. Mind you, it was a slice.
A big slice of bread. Only a slice of bread,
We had jam or something like that, or a bit of cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese was the main thing they gave
cheese?
Us, yeah.
Was it really?
Because consequently we had plenty of rats.
Yes, I've heard of the rats,
But they are.
If you didn't like rats, it wasn't the place to live. No. And they used to eat the rations, didn't they?
And they used to get into the tents.
Did they?
When you were asleep, which, as you know, you slept every foot to the pole.
That's right.
I know one night there was a terrible commotion next tent. A rat run over them. Came out on the other side and say, come out and fight bloody Germans and play them a bloody rat.
So the member,
it's not a nice experience to have a freaking rat run over, can I assure you.
And I've heard these rats weren't frightened of men, they were quite ferocious, you know. Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to
us. I never saw much of the people themselves. We never had a chance to mix with them.
Oh, no. Well, I suppose not.
No, we never had that chance.
No.
No, we did. We were at a pass to go to a cafe opposite the entrance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We could go over there and have a cup of tea or something. That's all.
Yeah.
No going away.
No mixing with the
locals. No, I was always on my own, so I came back.
Mm.
I was a young, so I didn't want any women out there.
No.
My age.
What, too young, you mean?
No, because it's a different story now.
Now you've been married three times,
That is a different story now.
Oh, dear. Well, nice to talk to you, Dick, and many thanks for your help.
Yeah,
any advice to give people after such a long... good life you've had and a tough life, but you've come through it so well. What do you suggest? Take one day at a time, or
no? I was always anxious to help.
Always try and help people.
I was always anxious to help.
Yeah,
I was never afraid of helping anybody.
No.
That's why I joined the over 60s of the Salvation. Now, I'm not a Salvationist.
No.
I'm an adherent. Like adherents.
Oh yes.
For the army.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go there when I was, but of course no, I don't go so much now.
No.
I go over Wednesday to the over 60s and I'd do anything I want, because I know I retired after 16 years. I was treasurer, that occasionally a lot of work to do.
Yeah, it must have been. So you like to help people?
Oh, yes, that was more of my spirit.
Yeah.
I took a lot of my old dad, he was that way.
Was he?
Yes.
Yeah.
My old dad, oh, he had a good influence on us.
Yes.
Boys.
Yes.
Yes. He was a good worker.
Was he? What was he in?
He was in the printing line, but yeah. He was a stoker at the same farm as I was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And because everything was run by steam when I...
Yes. Yes.
See?
Yes.
Of course, he used to have these big furnaces. He had two big furnaces.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, when he used to fill them up, he used to get the old coal truck
and
push it along an edge.
He must have been a pretty tough fit man.
Well, he was fit, yeah.
That's where you get your physique from, yeah.
But he lived to 93.
Did he? Oh, well, you do take after him.
So I'm 95, so...
Yeah.
But...
So you must have been pretty close to him.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's nice to say.
Dad
that,
was always the one.
Mm.
He never drank.
No.
He loved his old pipe.
Yeah.
That was a never drank.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he was a good father to us.
Good, good. That's nice to be able to say that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, my mother, of course, mother brought up 8 of us, so...
Yeah,
there was 8 of us in her family.
Yeah.
Because I know what it is to be poor.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Although we were never starved, but rations were very short at times.
Yeah, food was short.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You couldn't afford to buy it. Know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. Not like they do in going to the supermarket and get a crate. No, we had none of that.
No.
No, we did have a Sainsbury's near us in Islington.
Mm. Mm.
But otherwise, you used to get it local.
Yeah.
You had it local. Local butchers, local bakers.
You're talking now of just after the First World War, you mean?
No, before the First
World War. Oh, before the First World War. What was things like immediately after the war?
Oh, things were short.
Yeah. It took some years to get back, I suppose.
It took us, and in the Second World War, it took a long time.
Yes, I remember that myself, yes.
Some were lucky, you know, a lot of people were lucky during the Second World War. Or, you know, with the doodle boats. And of course, the daughter, she was with her husband. He was a navigator in the Air Force.
Oh, yes.
And she came down one. They were on leave. They came down and she had a little experience of the doodle boats and that.
Oh, yeah.
So
she'd
come back
up
to Yorkshire for a spell, a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I couldn't afford it, I did a weekend there, but I couldn't afford a week. But however, when I got up there, mind you, the train was packed solid.
Was it?
I stood all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they go up to Yorkshire, up to just outside York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she met us outside, you know, just at York, and,
yeah.
and we had about 12 miles outside York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she was staying there with him. He was in the aerodrome, and she used to be in the village, and she used to occupy rooms, get rooms there.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came home at night time, because he was a night bomber, they used to come out, go straight into the village, and
Did he get through the war okay?
They got right through the war.
Did he?
I don't know how many tours he done.
Yeah, because those
they gave him a. Churchill gave him a medal for bombing Berlin.
Did he?
so first time they bombed Berlin, he was there.
Yeah.
So Churchill gave him all the medal.
That's right,
But anyway, we were talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
When I got up there, so of course, when you got talking to the villagers, they said our bomb was 10 miles away. They had a bomb 10 miles away.
Yeah.
And that's where our bomb, we were bombed.
I see.
You know, they thought he was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd had him next door.
Yeah, of course you had, yeah.
So, and she, as I say, the daughter got her dodges in the same place where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were lovely people.
Were they?
They took them.
Yeah.
The butcher used to come around every morning. What would you like this morning, Mrs. Stanton?
Yeah.
Half an egg.
Yeah.
Whole egg. Any chops,
anything
like that, no ration. They never cook with margarine or anything.
No.
Butter.
Really?
Yeah. That's up in York.
Yeah. So what a difference between London and Yorkshire then?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe my ears either until I saw it.
No.
Oh, and the devil does. I always stayed with the teachers. They were teachers. He was the head teacher of the school,
mm-hmm.
and she was one of the teachers.
Yeah.
Old teachers.
Yeah.
They couldn't be the kind of people.
Nice. Yeah. They are nice people, the Yorkshire people, aren't they? Yeah. We've covered all the questions. Well, thanks ever so much, Dick.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.
Then.